Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on June 5th, 2009. What do you do when the current economic situation affects the number of summer internships? Well, if you're the Darden School, you create your own internships by launching the Darden Social Enterprise Initiative, a program that matches Darden students with nonprofit organizations. Darden's Associate Dean for MBA Education, Robert Caraway, joins us today to discuss the initiative and other programs taking place at Darden this summer. Robert, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Ken.
This is our third year, and I think this is the first time you've actually been in the studio. I know we've had some sound bites with you, but welcome. It's nice to have you down here.
You're exactly right, and I'm delighted to be here.
Great. Now, tell us about the Darden Social Enterprise Initiative. Why was it created?
As you know, this has been a tough job market this year, and we were faced in a situation back in January where we thought a lot of our first-year students would find it very difficult to find internships, traditional MBA internships this summer. We were particularly concerned with some of our international students would have a particular challenge given the economy. And so we said, well, what can we do to provide meaningful experiences to these folks that can also serve our mission to improve society? And that was sort of the genesis of the idea of the Darden Social Enterprise Initiative.
Right. And that's back in January. Actually, as it turned out, our students did quite well in our new grads as far as jobs and internships go, right?
You're exactly right. It was a good news, bad news. The good news is a lot of them found jobs. In fact, over 90% of them have ended up with jobs, more or less traditional MBA-type jobs. Yeah. The bad news is we didn't have as many to provide for the Darden Social Enterprise Initiative. Good news for our students, certainly.
Yeah.
And the other good news, and we can talk maybe more about this, you know, we launched it thinking it was going to be a summer exercise, but we're actually planning to extend it into the next academic year because there is a way students, while they're second-year students, can receive credit for working on projects. And we intend to take some of the projects that we weren't able to staff this summer and actually staff them during the academic year.
So how is it organized this summer? Is it, you just mentioned it might be a class next year. Is it a class? Is it a course?
Well, it is a four credit. It is something we've actually done for several years at Darden. It's called, we have a program called the Darden Business Project, which is a consulting project. We have now has been a longtime faculty member, but was a very successful consultant for years. Tia Von Giese has headed up that project. And Tia, being a consultant himself, is very knowledgeable about the consulting process. So it was a structured, independent work by usually teams of three students who would go into an organization. It would be a well-defined, well-scoped project. Students would get experience at delivering something that really was a consulting model type. Yeah. And the organizations would get would get on the cheap consulting work from the same folks that would end up going to work for Bain or BCG or McKinsey when they graduated. So we've had that for some time now. Right. We modeled this DSEI initiative after that. The idea the same thing would happen and is going to happen this summer is teams of three or so students under TIA supervision and a faculty advisor who's sort of an expert in whatever the challenges of that particular organization is. And the only difference is we're targeting social enterprises instead of traditional businesses.
And you've been at Darden a long time. Have you seen this incredible shift from always for-profit to maybe a little more nonprofit, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it's been happening for a long time now where folks are really recognizing that good management is good management. And nonprofit organizations or not-for-profit need to be well-managed just as much as for-profit organizations do. And so that's a reality that takes even more traction in the next few years as, of course, the government is going to be playing a bigger role in the economy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think just because the government is now going to be a primary owner of General Motors that General Motors needs good management just as much now, if not more so, than what they had before.
Now, part of your duties as Associate Dean is you oversee admissions. What's it been like for our applicants as far as their experience in the charitable and nonprofit world?
Well, there will be a shift this year. We're seeing more people in the entering class this year who have government and education backgrounds than we've had before.
Interesting.
So it's kind of interesting. Not surprisingly, we're seeing more people that were in the financial services industry. industry,
yeah.
more in government and education, and we're actually seeing fewer folks that have technical backgrounds. And my thought there is, A, they want to stay with the job they've got right now in the current economy. And, you know, with the economy the way it is now, the allure of a business degree may not be quite as attractive to those folks. On the other hand, for people in government and education, where the trends are, we've really got to raise our game in terms of leadership and management. They find the NBA a very attractive proposition right now.
Great degree to have.
Yeah,
no question. Any feedback so far on the initiative? I know it's early June, but what have you heard?
The first thing I heard was the demand was through the roof. It far exceeded what we expected. We had over 100 organizations contact us interested in having our students work on projects for them. And that was, in fact, what caused us to say, look, this is not just going to be a summer program.
Good.
We're going to establish relationship with these organizations, and we're going to see over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, what we can do to really try to help them out. And incidentally, Ken, even the students we have that come now and are interested in the for-profit sector, they are very devoted to the community, to sustainability, to not-for-profit type issues.
Right.
And so I think even the folks that want for-profit careers are going to love to have the opportunity to, while they're here, actually give something back to society and to the community by working for these not-for-profits.
Sure. Now, I don't want to let you get away until I ask you about one other project. We'll shift gears a little bit. The Kindle DX pilot project is coming to Darden, and that's the electronic textbook, and that was announced by Amazon about a month ago in New York. You were there. You saw the new Kindle DX, and everybody at Darden is going crazy about this. What was it like?
It was amazing. I'm one of those folks, I didn't have a Kindle before, so this was my introduction to Kindle, period, much less their latest product, the Kindle DX. And Michael Koenig, our director of operations, has been instrumental in making this happen, and we had reserved almost front row seats for the announcement. And it was quite the media event, which you've probably been to a lot of them. I haven't. The interesting thing here is, because it was such a big deal in sort of the blogging
it
world.
Was, very much so.
You had everyone sitting there. Everyone had their computer or their BlackBerry or their iPhone. Everyone was just sitting there, and it was really interesting. At one point, someone said, "If he really wants to get their attention, he probably needs to just text them all, and then they'll immediately look up and see what he wants to say." But it was a fabulous presentation, and I went from someone who has not been a fan of e-books to, even if we weren't doing the pilot, I would want a Kindle DX after what I saw. He demoed it up on the stage, and then afterwards we were all able to get our hands on one and play with it some. And it was quite a fascinating technology.
And so this summer, you're working on all the details is to determine which students get it and what courses and so forth, right?
Yeah, it's a small pilot, so
sure.
It's going to be a section of our entering class, 60 students. And so they're going to get Kindles, and, you know, anyone and we're randomly choosing them. They're not getting to choose who participates, because part of what Amazon would like to see is not only what the people who are tech savvy think, but what about the people who aren't so tech savvy?
Smart.
How do they adapt to the Kindle?
Great.
And, of course, we'll have backup paper materials. In fact, that will be one of the lessons Amazon will learn, is how many people eschew the Kindle and would really prefer the old. I have a thesis that at the beginning of the year some are. But as the year goes on, they're going to quickly, because they're going to be working with the tech-savvy folk, they're going to quickly adapt and begin using the Kindle.
It'll be fun to watch. Robert Caraway, Associate Dean for MBA Education at the Darden School, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.